Greetings. I'm Matt Matthews, one of the pastors here at First Pres in Champaign, and I'm happy to welcome you to our media ministry. Join us in person. We're located at the intersection of Church and State Streets, adjacent to Westside Park in downtown Champaign. Our traditional worship service is at 9 a.m. on Sunday morning, and on most of those Sundays, we offer French translation. Our contemporary services on Sunday begin at 11:15 a.m. When you come to First Pres, what you'll find, what I hope you'll find, is a community of people who support each other and who are passionate about making a difference in our community and beyond. You'll find relevant teaching for children and adults. We have at least a dozen Bible studies and small groups, including pickleball. That's right, pickleball. Adult choir, a bell choir for all comers, and other programs and events designed to grow your faith and give you and me opportunities to serve. There's a place for you. I'm glad you tuned in. Our scripture reading this morning comes from Mark's Gospel. We have been here recently before. Our lectionary is staying very close to the Gospel according to Mark, and here we are back in the first chapter, the 9th through the 15th verses. Hear this story again. In case you missed it the first time or weren't listening fully, hear it again and perhaps we all will hear something new. In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." And the Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness. He was in the wilderness for 40 days, tempted by Satan, and he was with the wild beasts, and the angels waited on him. Now, after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news." Have you ever felt you were in a wilderness?
Have you ever felt the forces of heaven and earth were conspiring against you?
Have you ever felt lost and what the King James Version of the Bible calls sore afraid? Have you ever felt lost and sore afraid, sore alone?
Consider little Alexander, the star of Judy Vorth's famous children's book.
"I went to sleep with gum in my mouth, and now there's gum in my hair. And when I got out of bed this morning, I tripped on the skateboard, and by mistake, I dropped my sweater in the sink while the water was running. And I could tell it was going to be
a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day." Ever had a bad day like that? A season like that? A pandemic like that?
Friends and family we know are in and out of treatments for chronic illness. Life itself sometimes feels like an illness.
The newspaper is full of stories in the wilderness. A friend is getting a divorce. A parent of a friend has been diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. A young husband gets word from an army chaplain that his wife has been killed in a training accident. Mm. Things are going right along, and suddenly the rug of your existence is pulled out from under you, and down you fall, down, down, down.
"Lord, have mercy on my tired, sad, sad soul, and by your mercy, make your broken people whole."
Have you ever felt like you were lost in the wilderness?
Have you ever felt like you were lost in the wilderness and that you'd never, ever find your way out?
The wilderness can be a dark, scary place, and it's easy to fall prey to wild animals. Temptation is one of those animals.
The scriptures say that Jesus was tempted by Satan.
When I'm in the wilderness, I am sometimes tempted.
Amen.
I'm tempted to let the doubts overshadow me, swallow me.
I'm tempted to stop believing in God.
I'm tempted to find my hope in lesser things.
I'm tempted to selfishness.
Have you ever been lost in the wilderness? When Jesus was baptized, It was a glorious moment.
When Jesus was baptized, it was a glorious moment.
Water, love, light, happy people.
Happy people.
And then the heavens opened up and it became even more glorious.
You are my son, God's voice said. The beloved, with you I am well pleased. Baptized in water, sealed in the Spirit, marked with the sign of Christ our King. Beautiful song. Born of the Spirit, we are God's children. Joyfully now God's praises we sing. Joe should invite us to be stars in the choir.
It's a beautiful moment, but notice that in Mark's gospel, the people don't linger by the River Jordan.
They don't linger. There is no potluck after services, no congratulations, no time to bask in the moment.
It sounds like last week's sermon. Peter, James, and John enjoy the moment of transfiguration on the mountain with Jesus.
Yep.
And before they ever get to enjoy it, Jesus is leading them down the mountain and they get back to work.
Yep, there's a parallel, I think. After this baptism, after this wonder, Mark tells us,
listen for the word of the Lord.
Mark tells us, and the Spirit immediately drove Jesus out into the wilderness. He was in the wilderness 40 days, tempted by Satan, and he was with the wild beasts.
Luke and Matthew's gospel report that Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. There's no such gentleness in Mark. In Mark's gospel,
Jesus is driven out into the wilderness.
Jesus is expelled into the wilderness.
We usually don't volunteer to go into the wilderness. And when I say the wilderness, I'm not talking about trips to the Grand Canyon or trips out into the Muir Woods where we revel in the beauty of the wilderness. I'm talking about the edgy ideas of wilderness, the place to which we sometimes feel driven out into. It's usually not something we choose, not this wilderness. We don't decide to go into the wilderness so much as we just end up there. Everything is going fine, then we trip, we fall, we bump our head. When we wake up, the world around us has changed.
Have you ever been in the wilderness?
There is good news.
There's good news?
When we find ourselves lost in the wilderness, there is good news. God still speaks. When Jesus was baptized, and when he was also on the Mount of Transfiguration from last week's text, the heavens opened. And God spoke. And God speaks to us.
God speaks to us in the wilderness?
God speaks to us in the wilderness.
It's like that TV commercial where the technician goes to the remote areas to test the reception. And so it's like God keeps asking Jesus, can you hear me now?
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 At the River Jordan, coming out of the waters of baptism, God says, Jesus, I am with you. Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? In the desert where the wild things are and where Jesus is tested by Satan, God says, Jesus, I am with you. Can you hear me now?
In the middle of the angry crowds, God says, Jesus, I am with you. Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now? In the garden of the night of Jesus' arrest and his betrayal with a kiss, by the way, God says, Jesus, I am with you. Can you hear me now?
And in the trial, when all his friends have deserted him, God says,
Jesus,
I am with you.
Can you hear me now? After the trial, when all of his friends are gone, long gone, and they are beating him, not his friends, but the guards, they're beating him and they're swearing at him and they're gambling for his clothes, God says,
Jesus, I am with you.
Can you hear me now?
And on the cross,
my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
On the cross, God says, Jesus, I am with you. Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now? Is that baptismal promise true? That the water reminds us that we're part of God's family, that we're washed clean, that we're part of God's family and grafted into Jesus Christ? Is that baptismal promise true? And as part of God's family, if in fact we are God's family, is it true that we're never alone? Is it true that the one who was with Jesus is with us?
Is it true that the one who was with Jesus is with us, even for the long haul, even through the valley of the shadow of death, even in the wilderness?
So, can we hear God's voice? I am with you. When we're having a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day.
God is with us in the wilderness. No, it's not pleasant in the briars. It's nerve-wracking. It's like dangerous animals stare us down. But God is with us.
And God sends comfort. Remember, angels waited on Jesus when he suffered in the wilderness.
It's in the wilderness that we sometimes find out, maybe for the first time, who is in our corner.
Amen. Amen.
Who God has sent to love us, to help us, to listen to us, to remind us that we aren't alone and that we don't have to know all the answers right now.
Have you ever been lost in the wilderness? Have you ever been sore, afraid? Have you ever felt cast out or run over? Have you ever been lost in the wilderness?
I have. I have been in the wilderness, and I have been plucked out of the wilderness.
I have been accompanied through the wilderness.
I have been let out, delivered, and rescued from the wilderness.
Angels on earth sent by God have come to me. They have appeared to me, and they have brought humor.
And love.
And fried chicken.
And friendship.
When we are in the wilderness, God is with us. Amen?
When we are in the wilderness, God is with us through the presence of friends and angels unaware.
Angels unaware. And another thing.
And this is important.
And this is important. Our time in the wilderness, it doesn't last forever.
God says, can you hear me now when you are afraid?
Can you hear me now when you feel all alone?
Can you hear me now when you don't know where to turn?
Shh.
Listen.
Listen for the word of the Lord.
And the Spirit immediately drove Jesus out into the wilderness. He was in the wilderness for 40 days, tempted by Satan, and he was with the wild beasts.
And the angels waited on him.
And now after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God and saying,
the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news. Good news, even the dark is not dark to God.
Good news, even the far away is not far away to God.
Good news, God is not afraid of even the wildest of beasts.
Good news, we are not alone.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And amen.
Thank you for joining this podcast of First Presbyterian Church Champaign. Visit us at our campus at the intersection of Church and State Streets in downtown Champaign. And for more information, visit us online at www.firstpres.church. Have a great week.